ओम शांति। लाइक कल्पा एगो, लाइक 5000 इयर्स एगो, वी आर टुडे अगेन मीटिंग इन दिस वेरी हॉल एट दिस वेरी मोमेंट। व्हाट ए वंडरफुल ज्ञान इट इज। No one in the world has such knowledge. In a recent Murli, Baba has said, there are three types of intellect. One is human intellect. Human intellect. That intellect is when we become human beings. It lasts till the period of human beings lasts. The characteristic of human intellect is that it will only cause downfall and it will only bring suffering. So in short, Baba has told us about what human intellect does. So they say, man proposes, God disposes. So human beings, very sharp intellect, make nice plans, but the result is only this: downfall and suffering. The second type of intellect, Baba says, is deity intellect or divine intellect, which also lasts for the period the deities have their role in the world drama. Human intellect is from copper to end of Iron Age, and deity intellect is from Golden Age to end of Silver Age. Characteristic of deity intellect is also that there is a downfall, although very slow downfall, but there is no suffering. There is happiness for all. Not that everyone is equal, but no one suffers. So this is the story of heaven and hell. There is a third type of intellect also, and that is godly intellect. The period of that godly intellect is also known to us. It is in between end of Iron Age and beginning of Golden Age, confluence. And the characteristic of godly intellect is, it makes you rise and gives us experience of super sensual happiness. Nothing to do with the physical or the material. So that is unparalleled. That is the only period in the world cycle when we souls get experience of knowledge of all the time, all spans of time, all aspects of time, Trikal Darshi, past, present and future, understanding of all the three worlds, corporeal, subtle and incorporeal, and takes us into the unlimited soul consciousness. Accepting confluence, there is no true experience of soul consciousness or God consciousness any time in the cycle. So how lucky are the Brahmin souls? Only the Brahmin souls have this good luck with Godfather like Laukic Father. Now, everything that one wishes to get in life, one gets at the confluence. What people want in life? Health. So here you don't get just health, ever healthy status. Wealth. Here you don't get one birth wealth. Wealth for generations. Unlimited wealth. Happiness. Happiness which has no antonym. Such type of super sensual spiritual happiness, which brings a joy and glow on the face from the core of the soul. Relationships. All relationships one can have with one, and those relationships are also not temporary or selfish or false or which can cause betrayal. Through the body, you can get at the most pleasure of the senses. Because body has sense organs, you can have pleasure through the eyes, through the ears, through the tongue, and like that, smell. But that is sensual pleasure. It lasts only till that sense is connected with the object of pleasure. It is over soon, short-lived. Then the senses also get old with passage of time. When one becomes old in the body, eyes cannot see, ears cannot hear, stomach cannot digest, legs cannot walk. So then the senses are not cooperating with the soul who wants this and that and has made pakka sanskars of getting sensual pleasures. What a tragedy. And pleasure is also has an antonym called grief or displeasure, unpleasant things. So it is a shadow. Every pleasure will have a shadow of grief or sorrow. Second type of joy is happiness. Happiness is felt by the mind, experienced by the mind. Now this happiness is more durable than sensual pleasure, because you can revise and remember any moment of happiness through your mind. Here in sensual pleasure, when the eyes are looking at something good you like, you enjoy. But in happiness, you can even think again and bring back to your mind rewind and have their pleasure, happiness again. You have been to Switzerland only once. You saw a very good scenery. At that time it was sensual pleasure. But you come back to your home and you remember, recollect that scenery, that is happiness. So mental happiness does not require physical presence. So it is a shade better than the sensual pleasure. As you know, there is a poem called Daffodils by Wordsworth, where he talks about he had seen some daffodils dancing in a lake. So he recollects in his home and he feels happy. So we all have experience of recollecting good incidents and happenings and enjoy them again. A smile will appear on your face, you will feel joy. But happiness also has got an antonym called unhappiness. So the same mind which can recollect good, joyful things also easily recollects bad happenings, tragedies. So there is a mixture. You are thinking of something good. A mother is remembering her child whom she loves gone to school. So she is feeling momentary happiness, oh my child. And suddenly she gets the fear thought, oh, child is late. Has the child met an accident? Is it the child all right? So that happiness is taken away. So you cannot shut your mind to such unpleasant things also. So therefore this is also limited. But at confluence, what we get is supersensual happiness. It is called bliss. And these days, Baba tells us to experience bliss, to have more and more stock of bliss, be an ocean of bliss. Just as ocean cannot be set on fire, lot of bliss, a person, soul with lot of bliss cannot be affected by anger or ego or greed or such like things. Because there is plenty of bliss. And something to note is that bliss has no antonym. You can have sorrow against pleasure, unhappiness against happiness, peacelessness against bliss, peace. But there is no antonym of bliss, you will not find. Because it is a spiritual happiness. And there is no such thing as spiritual unhappiness unless you come in the body, you use your mind and bring certain storms in your mind. Or you enter the body, still gross, and suffer through the body. Now, our topic today is not this. It is determination. Strong determination. We say that faith can move mountains. A person having faith can do anything. And something is there called blind faith. Even in blind faith gives you lot of power, although it may not be used for the right purpose, or it may not bring the desired result. In the end, you may have to repent. There are many examples on the path of worship that many people genuinely decided to jump into a well or to cut their head unless God appears, and appears in the form they know God. And so many stories are there, God appeared, just so because the determination was so strong. But that is a momentary experience. After that, the soul could not meet God, it just disappeared also, But there was happiness that I achieved my target of seeing God. Determination in the case of Brahmins is the only determination which can be unshaken and very strong for certain reasons. First reason is that this determination, whatever we want to achieve, is not based on imaginary targets or something of our own desire, but it is based on full understanding of what we can achieve and then setting the target. A person who may be determined to become God, it is not based on reality. Human soul cannot become God. But in our case, to achieve deity status is based on very reasonable, rational, logical facts called gyan known to us. So first thing is that whatever we determine to do is not just an imaginary or illusory or just a blind faith target, but it is based on definite knowledge thoroughly understood by us. Number two, we have also the knowledge of the time. That what is the time now and what can possibly be achieved at this particular time. Now, broadly speaking, this is the time when Brahmins can achieve anything. Even sky is not the limit to achieving. We know the advantages of confluence. But to understand time, if a crop is grown in spring season or some flowers grow and flowers appear in a spring season, you are in the fall season, you cannot make those flowers grow because the time is not ripe. Supposing there is a very nice singer, good singer, but that singer starts singing at the mid of the night. Song is very good, but time is not appropriate. Somebody has died, some tragedy has been met, and someone goes and starts dancing there. In that point of tragedy, dance is a good thing, but it is not proper to dance at such a sad time. Therefore, time factor is very important. Crops grow at appropriate time, sun rises at appropriate time, night falls at appropriate time. Now all those things, there is a time factor. And the Brahman target for which we require determination is, time is favorable for that. So this is the second thing, that our target is not unrealistic and time, the climate is favorable for achieving that target. Number three, we also have knowledge of the word Rama repetition. So when a person is not sure what will be the result of my effort, whether I will succeed or fail, and there are two options, two alternatives, two possibilities always, there can be doubt or confusion. But when you know, I had set this target last cycle also, and many innumerable times I had set my target and I have achieved it, so it makes it easy, not difficult to achieve, because I have crossed that period and I am now again at the beginning of the new cycle. Then also, the Brahmin targets are all benevolent. They are not harming anybody. They are good for us and good for everyone. So anything that is good for everyone even if the others know or don't know, it earns hidden blessings. At least it does not earn anybody's ill will, because the target is benefiting everyone. So anything that is for all people's good, that will always be favored by everyone, so the wind will be favorable to us. So that way also, although it may not be apparently clear, but all our targets become easy to achieve, because nobody is opposing them, because they are all good. But all these things are only details. To top it all, we are not thinking of achieving anything by our own human effort, by our individual effort of the soul. Baba has given us knowledge that no patient will cure of a very serious illness by their own effort. They require a doctor. Because in the first place, if they were so knowledgeable that this illness is due to this, they would not have got that illness. But we have not only got it, but for birth after birth, it's a very old disease that has afflicted us, and we want to get rid of it. And upon that, not only get rid of this, but to have positive health, so that that disease is absolutely erased and we become ignorant of that. So all this means that we are working with someone's aid to cure us. Earlier, all the human efforts that the human beings do, they do with their own might. Whatever intellect they have got, whatever resources they have got, whatever understanding they have got, they try to do it individually or collectively, but their own effort. They may pray to God, "Oh God, have mercy on us. Oh God, help us." But there is neither any connection with God, nor there is no understanding why God should help them for something which is, again, human beings' targets will be only limited and relating to very limited bodily span of life. Therefore, our whole case, very serious case, is in the hands of Supreme Surgeon. You call him washerman, very dirty, very worn out clothes. A good washerman takes care not to tear off that cloth further, but also to clean it fully. God is known as washerman. To show us the route, proper path, God is boatman. Our boat is not just in the whirlwind. So God has all the names that Baba has got show that we are in the safest hands. So one thing the Brahmins should remember, that whatever we want to achieve is not going to be achieved with our own effort. As soon as you think of only your own effort, "I have to do it," and produces to Baba as the result of my effort, we will only partly succeed. We will not fully succeed, and there is every likelihood of our getting disheartened. You know, laziness is caused by what? The basic cause of laziness, which is a great obstacle in the way of effort, the basic cause is failure. If you are successful, you will never be lazy, you will be smart. As Baba says, a businessman who is getting customers and clients, he will never sleep or yawn, he will not be lazy. Even if he is going to close his shop and a customer comes, he will again open it. Customer may say, "I will come tomorrow." He says, no, "I will just now give you," because he is earning. So laziness that the Brahmins feel, is for the simple reason that either they are standing still, not proceeding further, or they are confused that I am doing everything. It becomes like a routine. I am reading the Murali, I am going to the class, I am sitting at Amrit Vela, I am following all the disciplines. But what I want is not happening. I want this, it is not happening. What method should I use, and so on. If we just, in many Muralis Baba has said, you hand over everything to me. Don't take any load on your head. Don't think. Because whatever we think will be thought by our 2005 years old human rusted intellect. Something is wrong with our intellect already. That is why Shrimat is given to us. Why doctor gives the medicine and the prescription and the precautions and the tonic? Because doctor knows the patient. The poor patient, if he starts thinking that I will cure myself and then meet the doctor, it goes other way round. So what in path of worship we have been doing is, God is very pure, God is very high, God is our Supreme Father, and to meet such a high and pure and clean soul, we must be clean ourselves. So we have been trying to make all efforts to purify ourselves by ourselves so that we are able to be eligible or qualified or fit to meet God. But actually it works the other way around. God says people do not know my occupation. I am the purifier. I am the surgeon. I have to give you appropriate medicine to cure you. And each soul has special type of disease. Although you can generalize the diseases, that all have five vices. But then we say that sisters have got more of attachment, brothers have got more of anger. This is also a generalization. If you go further deep, each soul has a different mix of the vices. Some are more prominent than the others. Others are hidden. We may say this is an angry person. Now anger is very prominent in that person. But if there is anger, others will not be far behind. They will be also there. But they need not appear because the big one is already in front. So similarly, another soul may have ego of something. So like that, so for appropriate cure, the Supreme Surgeon has to give us a different type of specialized, designer-made medicine to each of us. So when we surrender to Baba, we are sure that now this will happen. Because Supreme Soul has cure for everything. Baba is almighty. He has cured us kalpa after kalpa. And there are 100 things you can think about it. So that is the strongest point for our remaining always determined. Many Muralis it is said, in Gita it is said that those who have full determination and faith will be victorious, and those whose minds and intellects will waver will fail. Because this, the bedrock of entire determination is your how much we are surrendered to Baba and how much we are still having our own intellect interfering with that. Just as in the case of computers, there are computer programs. If there is a very good computer program, you have just to use that computer program. It will give you the results, unless it is spoiled by virus. In this case, we have got the best possible program for us, given by the Supreme Almighty. There cannot be a better computer program for our lives than Shrimat, what we call Supreme Direction Shrimat. So when we get the Shrimat, simple thing is, once we have tested, tried, accepted that Baba will liberate us from all problems, Baba will guide us, then we should not question that Shrimat and use it. What happens that we get that Shrimat, but before we start applying it, we start testing it with our own intellect. Now we are testing Supreme Intellect with our own intellect and thinking whether this Supreme Intellect I will be able to implement. Then further doubt will be caused by our own intellect. No, you cannot implement it. Although it is right, but you are too weak. You have tried it 10 times. You have not succeeded. So please don't make a strong determination and say, yes, hereafter it will not happen. No. Be careful. Be true to yourself. Don't try to be over enthusiastic. So our own intellect will interfere and cause doubts in our mind. This is what happens. If you test a superior thing, superior energy with an inferior energy, you mix the two, what will be the result? The superior one will be diluted, and then if you apply that, you have already got a virus in that program, and that virus will not give you the desired result. You will be further disheartened, and again, next time when you get Shrimat, you say, oh, I tried, it didn't happen. So, this is the cause. And once you are disheartened, you become lazy, you are not that enthusiastic. So what I have found is, what Brahma Baba did. Brahma Baba not only surrendered his property, etc., he could use that property by keeping it in his own hands, in his own ownership, and still use it for the same purpose. But Brahma Baba thought that if I say I am using my property for this godly cause, still I will be there. I am using. And he may use it now, after a year, after 2 years. So Baba first said, let me immediately make such a thing move that it doesn't remain mine. So he formed a trust. That from today, it is not my property, it is a trust. Then his own being, his own life, his own time, his own energy, he formed the institution that I surrendered my life to this group of sisters. So even that does not remain his own now. Then Baba says, that my thoughts, I am a jeweler, I am this, I am that, even that he surrendered. That hereafter, Shiv Baba will give Shrimat, others will follow, I will also follow. So he becomes totally free of his own individuality. In fact, this whole Baba's yagya, what we call Baba's centers, Baba's institution, is meant for that purpose only. We have our own name, but we are called Brahma Kumaris and Brahma Kumars. That name comes first. We say BK, then so and so. Our name is just for identification to the world. If all start calling BKs, then the census people and the people will get confused. You do have all have the same name. And upon that you say our father, we say Brahma Baba, everyone says. So they will get baffled what type of people they are. They all have one father and they all have one name. So for physical, local identity of others, we still carry our name. But for all practical purposes, we are BKs. Then, my house, I may be living in a separate house. So Baba says, when you become BK, It's no longer your house. If you want all of my property to be yours, the contract is that all of yours, whether it is a property or a liability, must be mine, so that you are rid of the burden. So the contract is as is, where is. Whosoever we are, Baba accepts us, and we must also do the likewise. So therefore, we may be living in our own homes, we may be having some little money, whatever, relatives, friends, influence, physical health, mental strength, whatever. When we become BK, it is no longer mine. It's a trust. And that, there lies the secret of our surrender. And those, to the percentage or to the extent we do that, we are following Srimad and we will have determination. Now see, today the institution has grown. You can say it is there in all many countries, it has got children from all colors, all economic, okay. What about the beginning? In the beginning, there was a small group belonging to the same place, same area, and Baba's work. At that time also, knowledge was the same. You children, you are come to the unlimited father. One day you will spread throughout the world. You will lecture in big universities. You will do benefit to so many souls. So Gulzar Dadi says in our experience, Baba, I have not seen even the world map. I have only seen the map of India. And you are saying you will become world benefactors. We small children, how will we become world benefactors? That is at that time. Baba said, you know the story of Pandavas and Kauravas? Yes, Baba, that's an Indian story. How many were the Pandavas? Only 5. And they won the whole war. And how many are you? At that time, there were about 60, 70 sisters. So you are so many. If 5 Pandavas could win the war, of whole world war, why can't you? She said that because we had absolute faith in Baba and what he says, today is the result that faith and determination has carried us along, and whatever Baba said is happening now. So therefore, they didn't mix into that their own doubt. How will this happen? Baba is saying, Pandavas were other people. What is the reality? No. So therefore, it is determination, and we have so many knowledge points and experiences to keep us firm on determination. In many Muralis, Baba has said, if you want to dig a pole very strongly, which is unshakable, one thing is you have to dig it deep. Second thing is you have to fortify it from all sides, not one side or 3 sides. Even if you make it fortified from 3 sides, still there it will fall, because the 4th side is still weak. So if you are doing it from all sides, then it will be strong. So determination means there no scope should be left at all for any doubt to arise. And what causes doubt in us? Our own intellect. We in human beings think that intellect is a very good thing. All human beings. I told you in the beginning, Baba describes human intellect will only bring downfall, whatever they may do. They may go to the moon, they may create planes, whatever. It will lead to downfall because the period is such. And also it will bring suffering. Now Baba is giving us Srimad. And our intellect is causing confusion. You will find intellect is only used when there is confusion. And intellect causes further confusion and doubt. There is nothing else which use of intellect can bring. When you use your intellect normally, say you are going to your own home from the center, do you go naturally and automatically, or you use your intellect for going from your center to your home? You don't use any intellect, because it is usual, you know, you are walking, talking, automatically you reach your home. You don't stop on the way to check whether you are going on the right path. Okay. Suppose you are going to a new place for the first time. What will happen? Somebody gives you some indication that after 2 kilometers there will be a red post office, post box. After so much there will be a roundabout and so on. So you reach that place and then you see, yes, post office there, so far so I am all right. Further you go, there is a small roundabout and there is a big roundabout. You start thinking, roundabout, but which one? So intellect says stop and ask people, isn't it? So it will create doubt. Say a person has to go for the first time from here to Ahmedabad in a bus. And there is a bus stop, so many buses are there. People are entering those buses. You are a new person. So you read the board, Abu to Ahmedabad. Okay. The conductor is not inside. Some people are sipping tea there. You go there. You say, oh brother, who is the conductor of Ahmedabad bus? Say, I. One person says, I. Okay. So, I want to go. Yes, yes, you go and sit. We will come after some time, give you the ticket there. So you are little consoled, little sure, you enter that bus. Some other passengers are also sitting. Now you have entered after inquiring from the conductor. You should be sure, now sit. No. After 2-3 minutes, what you will do? You will ask the other person sitting next to you, are you also going to Ahmedabad? Why? To be sure that I am in the proper seat. He says, yes, I am also going to Ahmedabad. Again you are sure, you are quite satisfied, you sit. After another 5 minutes, a thought will come, let me check again. Then the person sitting in the front seat, you will say, what time this bus reaches Ahmedabad? So that he should reply and you should be sure it is going to Ahmedabad. Now what is this? This means, because we are not very sure, so we become sure, again some doubt arises, again we try to subside it. This happens. So intellect is only used when you are confused. That is why in golden age, the deities have perfect intellect, but they don't use it. It is automatically used. You understand? They don't have to specifically use their intellect. To make it more clear, there is a police officer with lot of this, you know, what you call pistol pellets. A whole belt is there on his uniform. All the pistol pellets are inside. A pistol is in his holster. And he is a police officer. How many times that police officer uses that pistol? Hardly. If a police officer starts taking out his pistol and showing it every here and there, he is no police officer, he has no power. It should be there, but it should not be used. They normally say that government is the best which governs the least, they say. There's a saying. Similarly, a wealthy person, rich man, never spends. That is the secret of his richness. A rich person will open the purse only to put more money in. That's all. Otherwise, how can he be rich? Similarly, people think intellect will get rested if you don't use it. No. Intellect should not be used. That is the sign of perfect intellect. And that is why now Baba gives up Shrimat. Baba doesn't use Shrimat for himself, doesn't need. Whole of the cycle, Baba keeps the Shrimat. And little confluence also he gives us. Okay, fill yourself, finish. And that automatically, just as energy inside the body, automatically functions through eyes, ears, every part of the body. And when there is weakness of energy, all parts will become weak. You cannot have excellent eyes and an old man, wonderful eyes and weak legs. No, the whole thing is holistic. Similarly, the Srimati is holistic. So when we say Baba, connecting with Baba, always higher energy falls into lower energy. We know this is the law of science. So Baba Srimat will give us Baba's qualities. And what more we want then? But in between, our own intellect which has deceived us, our intellect has deceived us from copper age to today. Even now it is only deceiving us. Srimat will never deceive us. Still it will jump into Srimat and try to cause confusion into us. That is the cause of our determination. A bubble of doubt entering our determination. And then the result is known to us. So when we say Baba with me, where can be the doubt of our failing? Baba always says, whatever has happened so far, good. Whatever will happen, better. Now what more guarantee a Brahmin soul can want for their own Purusharthi? Baba is not saying for himself, for us. That confluence is a period of rise, where nothing can fall. When copper age and iron age were there, it was a period of downfall. Nothing could rise. A Divine Father may descend directly from Paramdham, still he cannot raise the world. Anything they may do, scientists may do their best to take the rockets, they cannot raise the world. Nobody can, because the time is of downfall, and now the time is of rising, nothing can fall. Even temporarily a Brahmin feels by their own thinking, oh, today I am low in spirit. It is your own imagination. Nothing can fall because the time is such and Baba is with us. When a supreme doctor in charge of a hospital, even the most hopeless patient should have best hope because supreme surgeon is taking control of him. Even if the patient loses the body, even that is for the good of the patient because Supreme Soul knows what is in my interest. So why, where is the scope for doubt? And once you think of this, then nischit and nischint, you become worryless and you become sure. Worry is caused when we become unsure. So surety leads to worrylessness and easy effort. Then the word effort also is a hard word for that. Easy Brahmin life. So easy Brahman life, when our yoga is easy yoga, when our knowledge is easy knowledge, when we are not given any hard work to do, stand on our head or do something like that or fast, do fasting or something, then why should we not have a determined aim and not waver or zigzag or take a side lane and again come back, which makes the route longer. So the shortest route is focus, not wavering. That's why Baba says don't let other things interfere. Don't go into stray thoughts. Don't go into waste thoughts. And that is why we are called richest. Brahmins are richest in the what? In your city? No. Richest in the world. And the worldly people, the richest people, are poorest in comparison to Brahmins. You name any rich person of the world. What a rich person gets is money, okay? With that money, that rich person thinks that I can buy a house away from the crowded areas. I can live in a very open area, natural air, everything natural outside the city, okay. I will have very big rooms, not like the huts of the slum dwellers. Okay, everything granted. Best soft bed. Then is that person able to sleep more peacefully? Mostly they don't get sleep. Why? Because they have avoided physical overcrowding. But overcrowding here, they are carrying with them. They are living in the slum, although apparently they are living in palace. What about the overcrowding of thoughts? They have got waste thoughts, they have got vulgar thoughts, they have got negative thoughts, they have thoughts of fear, thoughts of anxiety, thoughts of what I am having may not be lost, imaginary things, and good thoughts are just below the load of all this. If you put a tomato and lot of other heavy things on that tomato, what will happen to the tomato? As that Australian brother sometimes says, ketchup, it will become like that. So similarly, good thoughts cannot come out. They are just under the stimpet. Similarly, Brahmins are richest. Why? They may be living in a crowd, but here it's a very clear few thoughts, no problems, simple, no doubts, no fears, no anxiety, no everything will happen for the best, and I am with Baba. So there, even small bed is a soft bed. Lastly speaking, although we are all a very big family, we have to have spiritual love in the family. Family is our strength. But family is a field, a laboratory provided to us, a testing ground provided to us, whether we are in the Brahmin family or we have to go into something laukic sometime for our job or other things. It is a testing ground for our practicing the Jnana. Because if you just know the theory of the Jnana, somebody is told how to drive a car, but not put on the street to make that person drive, you are likely to commit accidents. So we have to check that I am only caring for my progress and using all other things as my test papers, or I get influenced by those things. Supposing someone is going, not following some discipline, or comes late to the class, or is lazy, or does not talk properly to you, that person is apparently making a mistake. But should that person's mistake cause a change of mood in me? Mistake is he is making, and my face is reflecting that mistake. Somebody has done wrong, and I have noted that wrong, but I have started feeling about that wrong, and that affects my conduct with that person. He is a wrongdoer, not worthy of my care or affection. Then that is not jnana. Similarly, if our eye just someday feels this is a Kaljugi world is also good, this sofa is very comfortable, then also I am mistaken. I have learnt it hard way. When I got my job, Laukik job, so I got entitlement to first class air conditioned free travel at company's expense. So it's just a normal concession. So first time I was returning from my job back to my parents, I had got that better class of railway travel. So I thought I should buy some more, some things for my parents, this, that, carry some more luggage because it is a lot of space is there. So I carried a little more luggage, purchased certain things, and about 1.5 months of luggage I took. And when I entered that compartment, so much space, I said, ah, very nice, it's very good. It came to my mind, very good, very nice. Okay. So I started, the train started for Delhi, where I lived. Two stations before that, the railway station had not come, but the engine of the train failed. And the train stopped. It was just morning at that time. And on inquiry, they said it will take 3 hours for the new engine to come and replace. So I saw all passengers. There was a road going by the side and buses were passing. So they took their luggage and went to the bus stop, buses, stopped those buses and started going to Delhi. I thought I should also do that. Who will wait for 3 hours? But then I sought my luggage, extra luggage that I had carried due to first class travel. So there was no porter, so I had to carry it myself. Either you carry or you wait. So I took that lot of luggage on me. I was shaking and perspiring. Some distance was there. I walked and I was thinking, why I said that this is good, life is good here, Kaljuga, very nice so far. The story doesn't end there. I reached the roadside. Now the buses were stopping for passengers, naturally out of courtesy, who had little luggage. But for seeing my luggage, they won't stop. 2-3 buses passed. So I said, what should I do? I have now come from there also. Again, I have to carry back. So I used my power of determination. I just stood in front of a bus. It was coming and like that. Now, determination is a big power. People just, it is there. I said, whatever may happen. Now, he stopped and he said, yes. I said, I have to go. He said, okay, put your luggage on the roof of the bus. And other passengers were some crying, hurry up, what is this? But I had never put luggage on the roof of the bus from the back side, and such so much luggage. So I was perspiring, huffing. 3 times I took it, and niche there were pulling the horn. So I ultimately put it, but I felt, never say in your life, Kaljugi life is good. It can be good anywhere. It is always there. And now faith. Once in Delhi, one retired military brother, who was a military man, came to drive Dadiji's car. There was some function. So he was driving Dadiji's car. I had just gone back to Delhi and I had a two-wheeler scooter, but I was not daring to drive because it was a big city with lot of traffic. So after a few days I had to go to another center. I asked that brother, can you drive scooter also? He said, yes. I said, please take me to that center. So he started the scooter, I got on his back and we started the road, but he had no experience of driving the scooter. As soon as he started on the road, he was hitting some car person, and that car person took out his neck from the car. He said, do you want to die? And then still, you know, I was started thinking, how will this brother will carry me there? After some time, again he tried to hit someone. The other fellow said, are you insured? Achha, like that. So I said, brother, you have some experience of driving scooter? He said, little. That much I also had. I said, but then you may make an accident. He said, no, don't worry. Shiv Baba is with us. Achha. Now he's a new person, junior to me. He's saying Shiv Baba with us. How can I say Shiv Baba is not with me? I say, okay, Shiv Baba is with us. Go ahead. Achha. 4-5 times at a great risk he was driving. But he said, Shiv Baba is with us. I said, yes, Shiv Baba is with us. I said, today whatever may happen, I cannot say that you stop the scooter and leave me. Then, as it happened, after some time, his scooter failed because he was not very used to it. He did something, it stopped. I told him to start, he couldn't. I said, okay, now you take it to some repairer and I am going. So like that, our godly powers help us. There is no doubt. Even if you are in the face of death, it will help you. But faith is faith. But such situations happen, which put to test your this thing. I could easily tell him, no, no, you come. I said, okay, today let us see. Shiv Baba is with him. Shiv Baba is with me also. Whatever happens, he was getting all the remarks from people because he was driving. Okay, any questions? Any questions? I went by another conveyance. He couldn't start it again. That Shiv Baba helps after all. Achha, okay. Yes. Yes. I see. I have understood. You see, our determination is dynamic, not static. And Baba gives us definitely more refined points. And sometimes we are more attentive and the point is very appropriate to our situation. So we think this point is very good. Okay. A person, if the digestion is good, today you take your lunch. In the evening they offer you dinner. Good dishes are there in the dinner. So do you say, because I have taken lunch, I will not take the dinner? Or if I take dinner, my lunch, if there is indigestion and lunch is not fully digested, then you will say, let me not take the dinner. Or let me skip the dinner and tomorrow I will take. So first of all, our digestive power should be so strong that a dose of medicine given to me for next 12 hours should be affecting me during the next 12 hours and I should be ready for the next dose. You see, because Baba gives us a very typical medicine which is suited to us. It is not overdose at all. But still, if we are not able to use, many people are like that, they are given two bananas, they will eat one, keep one, then they will get another two, they say this is extra. So first of all, we should increase our digestion power. And whatever is we get, whatever we ingest is our own, rest of it is no use. Because that we have not digested it. You may have plenty of good things, but whatever you use, that is yours. Rest of it is only for just mental happiness. Secondly, if you get a better point, then you adopt that, because something more refined has come, then the other need not be used. Many doctors change your potency of your medicine. First they give you 250 potency, then they see this patient is not able to cure with that, they give you 500. So you need not have 250 then. So you be latest. Update. Baba calls it taking fresh fruit. So if you are taking fresh fruit, say today you have got a murli, you need not go and go to the library and 6 years old murli you should read, because that will be also good. But when you are getting a fresh murli, it is enough for you to draw from that for future. Because Baba also goes on, as the time reduces, goes on refining the medicine. So latest you adopt, the other one you can give up. It is like your clothes. You may be having 8 set of suits, dresses. Today you get a good dress. It doesn't mean that those dresses were not good, but you will naturally like to use more of this. And this is a method Baba tells even for discarding your old sanskaras. Baba says even if you have old sanskaras, you are not able to dissolve them or burn them, start not using them. So use your good sanskaras, they will automatically go out of use. And when they go out of use for a long time, you will forget, you will not require them. Okay? Haji. Another one. Someone, yes. Blind faith. No. Thing is, it is not blind faith, it is testing your faith. Blind faith is something where you are misguided to your object. This is a temporary testing of your own strength or faith in Baba. Because I am not having blind faith in Baba. I know what Baba can do for me. And I also know my destiny. I also know that even if I have a careful driver, I have to leave the body, I will leave. Something will happen. So it is not, that is not an instance of blind faith. Blind faith is where you start pursuing an objective without seeing the pros and cons, and later on repenting, I had to go on this road, I am going on this road. It is like that. In worship, in path of worship, people have got blind faith. They get a wrong guide or they get a wrong objective. For example, people get the object, I want to be liberated from the body forever. This they call liberation. Because if you come into the body, okay, you get some good bodies, but ultimately you have to come to Kaljuga. Why get into this? Have an object so that you never come to life and death again. This is the object many Indians pursue. So it is based on blind faith. If you discuss that and come to a conclusion, it is not possible at all, then it will mean it's a blind faith. They think that is a superior objective than coming in the golden age, than coming in the iron age. So blind faith is a faith in an objective which is you are not clear about. Okay.